This lookout sees an average of 237 days of fog each year. But on a clear day, you can see up to 130 miles. It's a place that draws huge crowds in the summer and a place that sets some chilly records in the winter. We go there on today's edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. Brian Clark is a meteorologist with the most unique place to go to work.
It's not nearly the tallest mountain in the country, but we're very well known for having extreme weather, more extreme on the whole than you might see on mountains 2-3 times our size.
Clark is speaking of the Mount Washington Observatory, home to some of the wildest weather on Earth.
On any given winter day, we could see winds exceeding hurricane force, blowing snow, freezing fog, snow falling. All these different factors just add up to make some very extreme weather.
That leads one to ask, why do you want to be up here in the middle of the winter?
We've been told we're a little different, the people that work up here. We love it. We love the extremes, and that's what we live for. And we look forward to those days when it's 30 below and blowing 100, and people think we're crazy for that, rightfully so.
In the summer, you can drive the Mount Washington Auto Road to the summit. But in the winter, it's not as if Brian can just get away from the weather on a whim.
We're here for a week at a time, so this is not just where I work. It's also my home for 1 week at a time from Wednesday to Wednesday. And then I have a week off, and we repeat that schedule year-round, regardless of the season.
In the summer, you can take the road to the summit and the observatory. Not so in winter.
Parts of the Mount Washington Auto Road are covered in up to 10 to 20 feet of snow by the end of the winter, so we use a snow tractor, which is essentially what you'd see grooming the slopes at a ski area.
We'll have more from the summit next time as we travel the countryside. At Mount Washington, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McRae.